Welcome to BIC Magazine's Industry Roundtable, the program where business and industry connect to share topics and ideas that move the world's energy. BIC Magazine's Industry Roundtable is brought to you by IVS Investment Banking. IVS Investment Banking delivers premium financial transaction services to assist industrial business owners, primarily in the downstream sector. Visit IVSinvestmentbanking.com to learn more.
Hey everybody, it's Jeremy Osterberger with BIC Magazine. Today I'm joined by Lyondell Bassell's Ken Lane, who's Executive Vice President for Olefins and Polyolefins. Lyondell Bassell is teaming up with Sasol on a joint venture called Louisiana Integrated Polyethylene JV, in which Lyondell Bassell will own and operate ethane and polyethylene facilities along the Louisiana coast. Ken, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Jeremy.
So let's get into it, Ken. For folks that maybe are unfamiliar with the joint venture, could you explain a little bit about it to our audience?
Sure. Yeah, we just announced the 50-50 joint venture. We've signed the definitive agreements with Sasol just the other week. We're expecting closing by the end of the year. It's going to be basically set up as a tolling joint venture, which many in the industry are familiar with. So each party will bring their feedstocks to the joint venture, and then we'll each have 50% ownership of the products that are coming out. Lyondell Bassell will be the operator of the joint venture, and we're also going to be the marketer of the polyolefins that come out of the joint venture. So this is really a core business for Lyondell Bassell, and it's going to be a strategic growth platform for us in the future. So it's something we're really excited about. A lot of great things to work through to get to closing. We expect that again to be by the end of the year, and look forward to integrating the business to Lyondell Bassell.
So Ken, what assets are included in the transaction, and who's going to operate those assets?
So the 1.5 million ton cracker at Lake Charles, it was recently constructed, as well as the two polyethylene units. There's one linear low and one low density polyethylene plant there that makes up 900,000 tons of polyethylene. That's going to be all part of the joint venture. Included in that is going to be the infrastructure to be able to operate the assets, obviously. So we wanted to make sure that we've got all of the infrastructure, all the utilities included within the joint venture for us to be able to operate it. Lyondell Bassell will be the operator for the joint venture. And it is something that we think we can leverage our operating capabilities, our skill set, to really bring value to both of the partners.
And it's my understanding, Ken, that Sasol still is going to retain full ownership and operate control of other assets that are within the Lake Charles site, correct?
That's correct, yes.
Okay, so my other question is, how about employees and staffing? Are there going to be some transitions, and what's likely to take place in regards to staffing this new joint venture and new operation structure?
We're working through that with Sasol right now. There will be some Sasol employees that will transition over to Lyondell Bassell employees, and we're going through a process of really being clear about which employees that will be that we need to be able to operate the facility that are there now. Obviously, we want to tap into the resources that are on site today, and that's going to be worked out in the next 2 to 3 months until closing.
Sounds good. Okay, thanks for that update. So let's get into some other things that Lyondell Bassell is focused on right now, including some other projects and expansions. Can you give us an update on the PO-TBA plan, and that, of course, includes investments in Channelview and Bayport and Pasadena?
Yeah, so as you know, Jeremy, we put that we slowed that project down earlier this year when the pandemic hit. And the idea for that was really to, A, conserve cash, and B, help us really time the plant startup for when we expect to see demand coming back for those products. We are in the process now of beginning to ramp the project back up between now and the end of the year. And so the project is still slated for startup in the second half of 2022, which is about a year later than what we had originally intended.
Hey, well, thanks, Ken. We hope to be invited to that grand opening when everything is up and running and it's safe for us to enter. So hopefully we get past this COVID situation and allow some more access for media.
Absolutely. I hope so as well.
Hey, well, Ken, look, is there anything else you want to add today, Ken, to our conversation?
No, listen, I appreciate your time. Thank you for having me.
Ken, you're always welcome. Please come back at another time. And we're always grateful. So, hey, look, if anyone else is watching this, we appreciate you being a part. We certainly thank you for your time. For more videos, visit BIC Magazine.com. And remember, it's what we do together that counts.
Thank you for listening to BIC Magazine's Industry Roundtable. Log on to BICMagazine.com for industry news and resources. Industry Roundtable is brought to you by IVS Investment Banking. IVS Investment Banking delivers premium financial transaction services to assist industrial business owners, primarily in the downstream sector. Visit IVSinvestmentbanking.com to learn more.